I wish I could start with the story about falling off my recliner, but I'll have to be honest and say that I don't have one. I'm not quite sure what a recliner is. I'll be Googling it after the speech. Really for me, where the story began was with the blank page, like with most of you, staring into the blank page and thinking, what are we going to fill this with? Or even just having the idea to write a book, and then afterwards looking at the blank page, it's daunting. This morning I was looking at one of these thinking, what am I going to say during this speech? Ultimately I gave up and I went and I ate a very tasty rack of ribs instead. And it was good. But I think, you know, whether you're writing a book or you're living your life, the blank page is always in front of us, and ultimately we're the ones who hold the pens, we're the ones who have to decide how we're going to fill the story, what the characters are going to do. We're obviously the main character in our own lives. And so I think it's very easy to sort of let other people write our stories for us, whether that's our families or our hometowns or our wives and husbands and you know, girlfriends, boyfriends, what have you. But it's important to always really pick up the pen and remember that you're in control of the narrative, you're in control of what happens next. That's very much the theme of the book, which I didn't expect anyone to read, but apparently David and these fine people did. And that's sort of how I try to live my life. So I'm very honored and humbled to be here among you guys. I wish everybody a lovely evening, and L'chaim, thank you.